The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. Our custom during the entire year is when we read the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is an obligation on all men every morning and every evening. Mafsikin bein Shema v'yo'afta. We make an interruption between the Shema and the after Eis Hashem Elokecha with another pasuk, another sentence. And that sentence is Baruch Shem Kfeid Malchusei Le'lam Vo'ed. Blessed is the name, the honor of his kingdom, forever and ever. And we do this Belechisha, that is, in a whisper. There's a problem with this. There's actually two problems. Firstly, the Shema Yisrael is written in the Torah. Moshe said it. It's written in Parshas Voschanan, in Perek Vov, Posuk Dalet. And there, that Posuk Baruch Shem Kfeid Malchusei does not appear. It states, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Here, O Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, our God, whose name is Hashem, Hashem Echod, he is one. And then immediately, after Eis Hashem Elokecha, that you shall love the Lord your God, v'chol levavecha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol me'edecha, with all of your heart, all of your life, and all of your strength. That posuk is a foreign posuk. It does not appear here in the Torah. And when we read the Shema, we're fulfilling the mitzvah of the Shema, that it states, V'hu advarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha yim al avavecha v'dibarta bom b'shivtecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha v'aderech v'shochbecha v'kumecha. That you should read these words when you get up in the morning and you go to sleep at night. Shachris and Arvis. So where does that posuk come from? And do we have reshus? Do we have permission to insert a foreign posuk in what Moshe said? That's one problem. The second problem is, if we do say it, why do we say it belechisha? Why do we whisper it? The Gemara deals with this problem. It's a Gemara in Perek Mokum Shenohagu, in Mesechta Psochim, Daf Nun Vav. And the conclusion of the Gemara, excuse me, is brought in Shulchan Aruch Orachaim, Simen Samach Aleph, Siv Yud Gimel, and the Beragola cites this Gemara as its source to our custom. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara here is discussing whether we are allowed to say Baruch Shem Kfeid Malchusei, or we're not allowed to, for the reasons cited, for the reasons which we mentioned. And then finally, in some held, there were some opinions held that you do not say it. Then the Gemara says, Vanan, but we that do say it, my time amrin lay, why do we say it? Kidedorish Rav Shimon ben Lokish. Like Rav Shimon ben Lokish darshan, expounded. Others say it was Rav Shimon ben Pazel. Vayikra Yaakov el Bonov Vayomer. In the end of Vayechi, Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov Avinu, our great forefather, knew that he was dying and the end was near, he called together all of his sons. This is in Vayechi Perek Memtes. Heosfu v'agido lachem. Come all of you to me, his 12 sons, and I will tell you, Esa sheyikra eschem. I will tell you what will happen to you be'achris hayomim, at the end of days. Hikoftsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov. Gather together and listen, you sons of Yaakov, v'shimu al Yisrael avichem. Listen to Yisrael, your father. Yaakov, his birth name was Yaakov, but he was given another name. The other name he was given was by the Malach, by the angel, Yisrael. Kisoriso, Adam Elakim. You fought with man, and you even fought with the angels. Vatuchal. And you were victorious. And the name Yisrael in it is Sar Kel, a prince of Hashem. So he said, come. Then he started to bless each one. But that's not what he called them for. He said, come, Vagido lachem, and I will tell you what will happen to you, Be'achris Ayomim, in the Ketz Ayomim, in the end of days, when the Melech HaMashiach will come. He never told them. The Gemara in Psochim explains. Bikesh Yaakov legalis levonov keitz hayomin. Yaakov Avinu called his sons together. He wanted to reveal to them when the Melech HaMashiach will come. All of the trials and tribulations you will have to go through before that. And exactly what will happen when he comes. Ministalko bimeno Shechina. The Shechina, the Holy Presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, departed from him and became blank. That prophecy was erased momentarily. Omar, Yaakov became frightened. Shema chas v'sholom yesh b'mitosi psul. Perhaps my children are not fit for this prophecy. Perhaps there is something wrong with my children. Ki Avraham, like Avraham's children, sheyotze mimena Yishmael. Yishmael, the fathers of the Arab nations, came out of Avraham. They went away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Babi Yitzchak, or perhaps like my father Yitzchak, sheyotze mimena Esav. The great tyrant Esav that was born to my father Yitzchak, Yaakov's brother, who would become Edom, the father of Edom, the father of Amalek, who would war against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could this be true in my own sons? And therefore the Shechina, the prophecy, has departed from me. Omru Leibonov, his son said, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, they were referring to their father Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, which is our God, is Hashem Echod. Kishem She'ein Belibcha Ela Echod, just like in your heart, there is only one. Ein Od Milvado, there is one creator. One master, one manhig, one director. There is no force in the entire world which is independent from him. Like the Rambam explains, what does Echod mean? Im kol dover sheba'elam, betelim, hukayim. Everything in the world would disappear, he would still be here. V'im kaviyochol hu batel. And if we could say he would be disappear, then Bottle Kula, nothing would appear. Nothing would be here. They said, just like that's in your heart. Kach ein belibeinu ela echot. So, in our heart, there's only one. Hashem elakeinu, our God. And all of the other gods and the idolatries And the scientific theories is bottle betalim. It's non-existent. This is what they told Yaakov. I saw sure when Yaakov heard that. Posach Yaakov Avinu va'amar. Yaakov said, he declared Baruch Shem. Kveid Malchusei le'olam va'ed. Blessed is the name. The honor of his kingship forever and ever. That this Echod that I believe in and that I brought to the world is by all of my sons. Not like Avraham, who started to bring it in the world, but couldn't give it over to all of his sons. And not like Yitzchok, who gave it even more strength, but couldn't give it over to his son Esau. But I gave it over to all of my sons. Now, the Chachamim say we have a problem. Amri Rabbonan, Hechi Navid, what should we do? We should say Baruch Shem Kvayt, because Yaakov said it. But Le Omru Meisha Rabbeinu, but Moshe our master didn't say it. Leina Amru, therefore we shouldn't say it, because Moshe our master didn't say it in the Torah. Omru Yaakov. Yaakov said it. Therefore, Hiskinu Shia Emri Meisei Bachashoi. Therefore, they enacted that we should say it, but b'chashoy, secretly, b'lachisho. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amri b'Rebbe Ami. Rabbi Yitzchak, the b'Rebbe Ami said, Moshel Labas Melech, I'll give a parable on this. Sheherichat Sike Kedera, there was a princess, a daughter of a great king. And as she was walking along in the palace, a beautiful aroma from a tafshil, from some fresh item that was being cooked and that was seasoned so well, came out and she smelled it. And she desired it. Should she ask for it? Im Tamar, Yesh Laganai. That's not proper conduct. The princess, here in public, is going to ask, bring me some of that beautiful pudding that you just cooked. Yesh Laganai, that's a disgrace. It's an indiscretion. Le Tamar, she won't ask. Yesh Latsar, but meanwhile she's desiring it so much. Her personal servants understood what it was, and they secretly brought it to her. This is the Gemara. The Maralmi Prague, in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perek Mem Dalet, asks many kashas, many questions on this Gemara. He says, firstly, Yaakov wanted to reveal the Ketzah Yomin, the end of days, to his sons. We do not find this by any of the other Ovos HaOlam, Avraham, Yitzchok, or even afterwards, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. Never find that they came to reveal to his children, to their children, the Ketzah Yomin, the end of days, the Melech HaMashiach. Secondly, when this prophecy became Nelam, became concealed from Yaakov at that time, why did he think it was because something was wrong with his children? Maybe it was other reasons. Thirdly, when he found out there was nothing wrong with his children. So to the contrary. So why couldn't he reveal it then? If the reason why he couldn't reveal it was because he thought there was something wrong with his children didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu like he did. But that was reaffirmed. So then why didn't he reveal it? Why couldn't he? Fourthly, why did they say Shema Yisrael? And why did he answer, Baruch Shem Kved? And fifthly, it comes out that this Pasuk, Baruch Shem Kved Nachusa, it's not mentioned by Moshe in the Torah. And the Gemara tells us that this is a Pasuk that the angels praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. It's Shiras HaMalochim. And the Gemara states further that this Pasuk was used in the Beis HaMikdosh when they would hear the Shema Meforish Yotzei Mipi Kohen Gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name uttered by the Kahanim. Then the people would say Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei, but only in the Beis HaMikdosh. So in other words, this Pasuk was designated to Yaakov. He brought it to us. Why? He's, the Maral brings Dvorim Amukim Meod, things very, very deep to explain this. But let us see if there's some things we can understand. He says you should know Yedias HaKeitz, the knowledge of what and when will take place. When the Melech HaMashiach will come, the Ben David will come. And at that time, the name and the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be complete and spread out through the entire world. As it states, V'noru kol amim ladas, es Hashem, all of the nations will come up to Yerushalayim, to Har Bayis, to learn of the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at that time, V'hoya Hashem Echad, Ushma Echad, His name will be known throughout the whole world and all other Averis or idolatries or ideologies or beliefs will be botel metelim. They will be considered, looked at as nonsense, narishkeit, fairy tales. Because that time will be at such a great level when the Melech HaMashiach will come and unite the entire world. Because of that, its yediyah, the knowledge of it, was nela mikol odom, concealed from all human beings. It's too far beyond us. And that's why the Gemara says, tipei chatzmeisev mechashpei haketz, those people who sit and try to figure out the details of when the Melech HaMashiach will come and what he'll do, the details. It says, Tipei Chatzmeisav, let their bones decay. It says, a curse on them. The Gemara says, not only are they messing with things that are far beyond them, but the Gemara brings a Me'akev HaMashiach. They even prevent it from coming. Gemara brings in Sanhedrin. It's beyond us. And the Rambam writes, he says, we only have vague general guidelines. But the pratim, the details, were niskale leile shumodam, was not revealed to any person. With one exception. That exception was Yaakov Avinu. And why to him? Like we see, he was ready to reveal it to his children. Because the essence of the Keitz, if we would sum it up in one word, of what will be the Achdus of the world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The unity of the world with Hashem Yisbarach. And Yaakov was the one that put the final touches on that Achdus. from Avraham and Yitzchak and the Yud Beis Shvatim. The Medrash brings in Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov was running away from Esav, and he stopped in Beis El, and he went to sleep. And it states, Vayikach me avne hamokam, he took from the stones of the place, and he put them around him, he used it as a pillow to rest his head. When he woke up in the morning, after he had the dream, Sulamutzav Arzo, the Reisha Magia Shemaimo, there was a ladder, and it went up from the earth to the heavens. And there were Malachim, the angels were going up and down. He woke up, and there HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the great promises of what will come from his seed. He woke up, and he said, Vayikach Yaakov Mishnosei Vayomer Achein Yesh Hashem Bamokam Azeh. Hashem is in this mokam, Vanechele Yadati, and I didn't know. As it happened, this was the place where the Beis HaMikdosh will be built. Vayira Vayomar Manera Hamokam Azeh. And he feared and he trembled. How great and awesome is this place. Ein Zeh Ki Im Beis Elokim. This is the house of Hashem. And he pointed to the heavens and he said, there is the gates, there are the gates to heaven. This is the place of the Beis HaMikdosh. This is where Abraham came to sacrifice Yitzchak. This is where his father Yitzchak was davening bin Mispalo when he first saw his mother Rivka. There is the Beis HaMikdosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heavenly Beis HaMikdosh. Here is his earthly Beis HaMikdosh, for his Shekhinah, for his dwelling place. And here, the worlds join. And the ladder that he saw, the angels going up and down, was demonstrating the joining of the two worlds. And this was given to me, he said, because evidently I had the power to join the two worlds into one. Vayashkim Yaakov baboke vayikach esa evan. He got up and he took the stone that he had placed under his head, and he made it into a monument and he anointed it. Now here it states he took the stone, but when he lay down it states vayikach me avne hamokum. He took from all of the stones. Was there one stone or were there many? The Medrash in Parshas Vayetze, in that pasuk, states as follows. One second. There are three reasons why there was one stone and before there were many. He took 12 stones when he went to bed, when he went to sleep. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that I should have 12 children. And hopefully these 12 should become the foundation of Klal Yisrael, where they are all one with you. Avraham le'amidon. Avraham was not successful in doing this. Yitzchak le'amidon. Yitzchak was, my father Yitzchak was not successful. Ani im Yisachar sein yud beis avonim zu lezu. If when I wake up in the morning, these 12 stones will be one. Yodei ani shani mamid yud beishvotim. Then I know I will be successful. Kevin shinisachu yud beishavonim zulazu. When he woke up and he saw it was one stone, Yodashu mamid yud beishvotim, he knew that from him will come the 12 tribes of Israel. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Nechemya said he took 3 stones. One was Abraham. Another represented Yitzchok. If I can take these 3 stones and make 1 out of them, then I know that I will be able to take what Abraham built and what Yitzchok built and what I add and make 1. Kiven shenisachu yodisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachet shmai olof. The Rabbonin say, no, he took 2. And he said, from Abraham, Ishmael came. From Yitzchak, Esav came. If I can take these 2 and make 1, I know my children will be perfect. But all of the opinions lead in the same direction. Yaakov would be the force to unite what Abraham started, what Yitzchak started. He will unite and make 1 out of it, which will be the uniting force for Klal Yisrael, and ultimately will come from there the Melech HaMashiach, the uniting force for the whole world. And therefore he was known as Yaakov Shalimto, Shalem, which means totality, totally unified. It was because of this he was able to unite himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu like no other man. It states that the Malachim were going up and down. Hashem Nitzav Olav and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood over Yaakov. Yes, what was going on? The Malachim were going up and they were looking at the throne of Hashem. They saw in the throne of Hashem, it was surrounded with 4 kings. Surrounded with the kings, the king of the birds, of the fowl. That was the eagle. It was surrounded with the kings of the domesticated animals. That was the bull. It was surrounded with the king of the wild animals. That was the Ari, the lion. And the 4th was the king of the entire world, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and gave him, the Memsholah gave him the sovereignty. And that was man. But they saw that the face of man was identical to the face of this man that was sleeping there. And they said he stole it from the throne of Hashem. They wanted to kill him. Hashem needs of Olav and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to guard him. Mikan, the sages say, from here we see, that Tzurasei shel Yaakov Avinu chokuk al kisei Yaakovet. The image of Yaakov Avinu is hewn out on the throne of the Almighty, which shows that how close he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where no man could come closer. For this reason, he was the total antithesis to his brother Esav. And because Esav was the one who went away and denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Yaakov said, you want something to eat, you want this porridge, what will you give me in return? He said, what do you want? He said, I want your birthright, the firstborn birthright. Esav asked, well, what good is that? He says, because this gives you the rights to schus ha-mitzvahs, the rights to serve. At that time there were no kahanim, so the firstborn would serve. He says, what will I have from that? You'll have the world to come, the Olam Haba. What did Esav answer? Hinei honechi holech lomus I'm going to die in this world. And after this world, there is nothing. Don't tell me stories. And Lomali Bechera, so what do I need it? I need something to eat for this world. I don't need anything for the next world. Mikan, the Chazal say, Shekofar Esav Betchias Amesim. The Esav denied that there'll be a next world. There'll be a reliving of the dead. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who were his children? His grandson was Amalek. And Amalek was the one that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Paroi, Moshe came to Paroi. Paroi said, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Elov? Who is this God that I should listen to? I don't know of him. And Paroi denied. And he brought his almighty nation to denial. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you want to play hardball? He says, I will make it that my name will be known throughout the whole world because of you. I will bring Kol Magei Plesai. I will bring my great wonders and strength and all of my miracles. And it will create such turmoil. Your defeat and your downfall, the man Yisaper Bonov Bnei Bonov. People will be talking about it forever. The Jews will talk about it forever. And my name will be known in the entire world. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. When he finished off Paroi and his armies at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, it says, Shomu Amim V'Yogozum, the nations heard, because Vayibokh Amayim, it wasn't just the sea. Kol Mayim Sheba Olam, all of the waters in the world split. Shomu Amim V'Yogozum, Chiloch HaShesh V'Paloshes, the great Philistines, all of the nations, Edom, all, trembled with fear. But immediately afterwards it states, Vayove Amalek. Amalek came to war with Klal Yisrael. Why? Because again they turned around and they denied it. They denied that it took place. How can you deny open miracles? Look at our world today. Every day we see open miracles. The sun comes up, the sun sets. They've seen the solar system. They thought there used to be a few stars, then a few, maybe a hundred, a few thousands. They've seen billions upon billions of stars in the solar system. And all works with such precision. They can send a spaceship for a rendezvous. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of kilometers away. And mathematically calculate exactly that they should meet. A recent discovery... With their new Hubble telescope then, they saw great masses of gases in the solar system. And they came to the conclusion, they think, this is the formation of a new star. How large were these masses of gas? Larger, they said, than our entire solar system. The miracles all of the time. But man has Bechira. Man was given free choice. He can do what he wants with it. And Amalek did. Amalek, this is the Esav, the exact opposite of Yaakov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu vowed. He says, you have denied my name. Yaakov says, Baruch Shem Kfei Malchusay. You deny my name. Timche Esecher Amalek. Your name will be eradicated. When the Melech HaMashiach will come, your name will be eradicated from beneath the heavens. Rashi brings, even an animal that belonged to Amalek, you must destroy. So no one can ever say, this belonged to Amalek, and they'll utter that name here. And therefore Yaakov being this force, unifying force, of unifying the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and unifying himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and destroying ultimately Esav and Edom, which the Melech HaMashiach will do, and V'hoya Bayom Ahu, V'olu Moishim Lahar Seir, when they go to the Har Seir to judge Esav, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my name will be one. Therefore, to Yaakov was revealed the Adias HaKetz, exactly what would be in the days of the Mashiach. And that his seed, the Ben David, will come to execute it. And therefore, he wanted to give this over to his children. But this is why we find only Yaakov, because otherwise it was concealed from everyone. They weren't at that level, how great they might have been. When the prophecy became concealed from Yaakov, he immediately felt, this is the reason. It was revealed to me because I was successful in making shalom. Yaakov Shalemto. There must be a division in my sons. And he says, is there a possibility that amongst you there's like a Yishmael that went away from Avraham, that went away from Hashem in another direction? Or like an Esav by my father Yitzchak that went in another direction? And therefore there's a Chiluk Levavos, there's a division. You become fragmentated. There's different ideologies. And that's why the Nebuah has separated from me. And he trembled with fear. On that, they answered him, no. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Kishem, just like Hashem is Echad, in your heart, Israel, they told their father, so is Hashem Echad in all of our hearts. Yaakov settled down. So the question, so why did the prophecy go away? One thing Yaakov didn't understand. He didn't understand that this showed, this secret was so great, it was for him and no other man. Not even for his sons. Bikesh legalis esakets. He wanted to. Now, it was revealed to him, but not to give over to anyone else. But when, from here we see what the level of the Melech HaMashiach is, but when he understood, it wasn't because Chas v'Shalom Yisrul Bezari, maybe there's some imperfection in my seed. He realized before his death the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise that you will be the one to unify all of Klal Yisrael. So he had to give a special bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name. Whenever we give a name, we are identifying. It's an identification. For example, scientists will isolate bacteria, particular germ, and they have many of the same kind, they'll give the group one name. But if they have a number of these and each one is different, they'll give each one a different name. Because it's an identification of what it is. When we give a name to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have names for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us. The Nevi'im gave us. It's an identification, but how can you identify HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And therefore it's an identification, but it's also a limitation. And here Yaakov said Baruch Shem. He was close enough to say a bracha to the Echor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which encompasses all, everything in Ol Milvadoi. He was the one that said the bracha, and no other human being could say it. The Malachim, the angels, but no other human being. And therefore he answered, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'aylam Vo'ed. Now, the Rabbonon have a problem. Moshe didn't say it because Moshe was giving the Torah for Kol Yisrael. Israel's not at that level. So therefore he didn't say it. So he gave over the psukim of the Shema Yisrael, we are after, without the posuk. But Yaakov did. So maybe we should say it. On the other hand, how can we say it? Yaakov could say it, but not Moshe. So maybe we should leave it out. But there's a little of Yaakov Avinu in every Jew. Yaakov, who unified the neshama of Klal Yisrael, that went into every Jew. There's a little there. And therefore we cannot ignore it totally. Therefore they came to a conclusion, Yema Bachashoy, we will say it secretly, Belechisha, we will whisper it. What does that mean? What is Bachashoy? So the Gemara gives a parable. Moshe Labas Melach. There was a daughter of a king, a princess. Who is that? That's the neshama. That's the soul. The soul, the Chazal tell us, is Bita Ishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the daughter of Hashem. And the soul is Tahorahi. Neshama Shonasati Boch Tahorahi. The neshama that I give to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is part of me. It's totally pure. And therefore the neshama could say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, say the neshama could give me this bracha. But she's trapped in an earthly body. And the earthly body is many times a disgrace to her, because all of our earthly yearnings. Marshal the Bas Melech, a daughter of a great king, a princess, that she smelled the aroma, the beautiful aroma of a freshly prepared dinner. The Reach, the Gemara tells us, goes right to the soul. And therefore she wanted to taste from it. The soul wants to say the Baracha. The soul takes in that aroma and wants to be Mevorach HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that level. But the princess says, what should I do? I should go announce, please bring me some. Yishlo ganai. That's disgraceful, that's an indiscretion. It's an indiscretion for an earthly being to want to give that bracha. You have to be rei lekach. You have to be at that level. That's a discretion, indiscretion. but not say it, the neshama is left hungry. Its appetite, its yearning is not fulfilled. Therefore, secretly, her servants bring it to her. Yeme b'chashoy, whisper it. So it'll be the bracha from the neshama, but not out loud. Why? Why whisper it? Because that level, the higher one goes, the more ne'alam, the more concealed the levels are. Until we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it states, Yeshu v'seisha elyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally concealed. And that's where that level is. And the neshama is concealed. Scientists, great scientists once said, I sifted through the entire body, and the entire brain, and I could not find the soul. I'll never find the soul. Mora says, even though it's memale kol haguf kulai, it fills up the entire body, but it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Yoshev B'Seisa, it dwells in secrecy. When we say something, we reveal it to the world. If we whisper it, we conceal it. If we whisper it, then we conceal it. This has to be the bracha of the neshama, not of the guf. The soul, not of the body. Therefore, the Rabbonin came to the conclusion, we must say it. Because Yaakov Avinu, we're part of him. But belechisha, b'chashoy, in a concealed fashion. So it's the speech of the soul. It's for this reason that only the Malachim say it out loud, or in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash was a place that was considered higher than the world. And there in that elevated state, we were able to do so. Now, what does this have to do with Yom HaKippurim? The Tur in Or HaChaim, Simen Tov Reish Yud Tes Siv Beis. In Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. The Torah writes, B'kedin Shema B'birchaseha. We read Shema with its brachas. He's referring to Yom Yom Kippur, from Marav and Shachris and so forth. The nagging by Ashkenaz, he brings in Ashkenaz was the minig, so evidently this was not necessarily universal. But in Ashkenaz was the Germanic communities, that's the European communities. Nagging by Ashkenaz, Lema Baruch Shem Fev Mahusei Le'elam Ve'ed B'Kol Drom. And on Yom Kippur, even though all the time we say Baruch Shem B'Chashoy quietly, but on Yom Kippur, the custom was in Ashkenaz to say it b'koldrom. No. Customs we can't just make up. We have to have good sources from them. Where is the source? The Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says b'chashoy. Smach ledover b'medrash. We have a support from the medrash. Eile Dvorim Rabba Parshas V'Eschanan. And he brings the Medrash. I'll read it from the Medrash itself because it's a little more elaborate there. And this Medrash, Rabba, is in V'Eschanan, right by the Parsha of Krishma. Midrash states, Rabbanan Amri, B'shoh she'olam Moshe l'amorim, when Moshe went up to the heavens, Shoma l'malachei ha'shores, she'hoyo emunim la'korish baruch hu, baruch she'im k'feit malchus se'el olam v'ed. Moshe heard the praise, he heard it, so it was out loud, he heard the praise from the angels to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, baruch she'im k'feit malchus se'el olam v'ed. Moshe took attachment to that praise. What a wonderful praise. Naturally, he saw in it a great deal more than we're seeing in it. But he saw what a praise. Maybe we don't even mention who Hashem is, because how can we limit HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Took attachment to it. So he took it. Mehiri de Sali Yisrael. And he took it to Yisrael. V'lomein Yisrael Eimunum Reseb Parhesha. So if Moshe took it and he took it down to Yisrael, why don't we say it out loud like the Malachim? And what does it mean he took it? They didn't give it to him, so he took it. He stole it. Yeah. Omer Abasi, Loma Hadov Adome. So the Rasi says, I'll give you a parable. The king had a faithful servant. But one day the servant saw a beautiful, beautiful piece of jewelry. And he said, how beautiful that would look on my wife. He stole it from the palace. Nasana lali ishto, he gave it to his wife. But he says, v'omar lo, never, never tiskashti bo befarheshu. Never, never wear it in public. It'll be my neck. Never wear it in public. Ela besech pesoch. Only in the house wear it. Only betzino. Kach amar akoresh v'koach amar meisha. I have something beautiful that I stole from the angels. They wouldn't have ever given it to me. And here it's for you, but never use it publicly. Only secretly. Say it b'chashoy. Avo b'yem ha'kippurim, he said, on Yom Kippur, where on Yom Kippur it states that Yisrael's nekim k'malachi hashores. We are no longer earthly beings. Because of the slicha and the kapora and the giving of the Torah, which the Torah was given, the second tablets were given, and we rose up to the level of Malachi Ashores. B'mokim shebalei tshuva aimdim, ein tzadik gomor yochel lamed bay. Ein tzadikim gomorim yochel lamed bay. Klal Yisrael were balei tshuva. And this is higher than even than they were before the chait. And they are no longer earthly beings for that day. Just like Moshe, when he went up for 40 days, he didn't eat or he didn't drink. On that day, we do not eat, we do not drink. So therefore, Moshe said, "An Yom Kippurim, Aimni Moshei Befarheshya Baruch Shem Feid Malchus Elam Ved." There, you can say it out loud, and I don't have to worry that the angels will come and take it back. Because you're like angels then, and you have a right to it. But otherwise, say it quietly. So the Torah says, this is the source. He says in Ashkenaz, Noagin, that we would say, Baruch Shem out loud, Mismach Lezeh Yesh B'Medrash, and this is in the Medrash. From all of this, we can learn a lot. Firstly, we can learn what the sages tell us, Kuchi Brichu Vyaraisa Vyisrael Chathu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His Torah, and Yisrael are one. We understand what it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah are one. Because the Torah is Gilei Ratzeinu. The Torah is the revelation of His will. Can't separate the will from the entity, from the person. It's Sichlei, Seichol HaElyon, the sages refer it to. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own intellect. So we understand why that's one. But why Israel? Why Israel is one? But now we see. Through Yaakov Avinu, Israel became one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We became so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right to the Kisei HaKovet, to the throne of the Almighty. And this is what the sages darshan, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecho. Return Yisrael to Hashem Elokecho. Shetshuva magas ad kisei hakovod. Shuva brings Klal Yisrael right to the throne. This was through the power of Yaakov Avinu. And we've quoted many times that Bilam the Rosha, Bilam the great prophet of the Goyim, he knew this. Bilam said, he said in Parshas Balak, he said, it's in Parshas Bamidbar Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Gimel. He said, Ki leinachash bi Yaakov ve leikesem bi Yisrael. There is no sorcery by Yaakov, and there is no superstitions. Sorceries, fortune tellers, palm readers, idolaters, the whole bunch you will not find by Israel, by our father Israel. There'll be a time, why do people go to all of these so-called magic makers, crystal ball gazers? They want to know the future. What's going to be with me? What should I do? Should I go? Should I shouldn't go? Should I invest and not invest? He says, Ka'esh Yo'im Ale Yaakov Uli Yisrael Ma'apokel, even Bilam. He said, there'll come a time when the angels will ask Yaakov and Yisrael Ma'apokel, what will HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What is He doing? Why? Because it states, the Maral brings, that Malachei Soviv Kisai, the Malachim camp around the throne of Hashem. But Yaakov is hewed into the throne of Hashem. Israel will be in the inner circle. So we got to go ask others what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Even the angels will be asking, this is what Bilam is telling Balak. What are you messing around with all of this for? You know who you're dealing with, who you're playing with. Even the angels are going to ask Yisrael Mapa Elkel, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinking? What is He doing? What's the plan? So we got to go ask them. This is what is meant. Kuchebricho v'oraisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His Torah, v'Yisrael, Chatu. It's all one. Then we learn from here what the Beis HaMikdash was. In the Beis HaMikdash, they were allowed to say Baruch Shem Kvod out loud. Because the Beis HaMikdash is the place where Yaakov brought the worlds together. He slept at that place. He anointed it. He anointed a rock there, that rock, which he had brought together. And he says, Ein ze ki im beis elakim. This is the house of Hashem. Abraham at first sighted the place. He saw the mountain from far away. That was the Har Moriah that he was bringing Yaakov to the Akedah to sacrifice him. But the Gemara says it was Bayar Hohor Meirochek. It was a mountain far away. A mountain far away is a barren place. Yitzchak did more. States by Yitzchak, by Yetzei Basode Losuach. Yitzchak went into the field to be mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to unite himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's when he saw Rivka for the first time. They were united. They saw each other. And from them was to come the great Yaakov Avinu. He called it a Soda. A Soda is not a mountain far away. It's closer. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't want to dwell in the mountains. I can dwell in the heavens. Would I have to dwell in the mountains for? I don't want to dwell in a field. What am I, a hermit? I could stay in the heavens. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Moshe, why should we build a home for you? You have the whole heavens. He said, because also limigdosh v'shochanti b'seichom, I want to dwell with you. He said, v'shochanti b'seichom, with Israel. I gave you my Torah and I want to dwell with you. And you need a bayis. Yaakov was the first one that called it a bayis, a beis elokim. And that's what the Gemara says. I will not call it a mountain. To Avraham, it was still the level of a mountain, and I will not call it a field like Yitzchak. It was Yaakov that made it a home on this world, brought the Shekhinah totally into this world. The others started, but it was Yaakov that did. So we see what the beis hamikdash was. The Beis HaMikdash synonymously became HaKadosh Baruch Hu, became Uraiso, because there was the Sanhedrin Agdola. And the Rambam writes that at the time of the Sanhedrin Agdola, Leinimtza Machlekes B'Yisrael, there could not be a dispute in all of Israel. Ki Mitzion Teitze Sora, one Torah would go out from Zion to the whole world. There couldn't be a dispute. Because if there was a dispute at a lower court, they brought it to a higher court. If there was a dispute there, they brought it even to a higher court. What happens if there was a dispute in Sanhedrin Agdola? It was brought up, Nimnu Megomru was brought up for a vote. And what happens then? The majority ruled. And what happens if there was a deviation? Someone said, I will not abide by it. Zokein Mamre, he was put to death. In order, Leinimtzo Machleges B'Yisrael, there will be only HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I am one and I and the Torah and I am synonymous. There can only be one Torah for all of Israel. So, the Beis HaMikdash, you had HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you had his Torah. And the Rambam writes, what was the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? He says, so all of Israel would bring their korbanos only to one place. Shuls we have all over. You can daven in one shul, you can daven in another. But sacrifices, at one time it was. But once, the Beis HaMikdash, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this is my place, le'olam. Zubesi le'olam. Never again were we permitted to bring sacrifices in another place. And the Rambam says, in a place where all of Yisrael will go up there 3 times a year, so it united all of Klal Yisrael. There was the Kuchibrich of Araisa, Yisrael Chadhu. There was the level of Yaakov Avinu, Zubesi. There we were able to say what Yaakov said. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa, Le'olam Vo'ed. Not only that, but when Yaakov lived, it wasn't the total fulfillment then. Why? Because Esav was still living. Amalek would come from him. Edom would come from him. And it states, Ulaom Yalom Yemots. The prophecy said, when those two were born, they will be two mighty empires, while one will go away from the other. Lo Yishvu Bigdulosim, they will never rule equally. Kishazeh comes and ofel, when one rises, the other will fall. Leilnivne Yushalayim El Mechubane Shel Tzur, the capitals of Edom will never rise when Yushalayim rises. But Yushalayim will never rise when they rise. Because it's the antithesis of each. Yushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, this is what brings the Shem Hashem into the world. Esav drove the name of Hashem out of the world. So the ultimate fulfillment of Yaakov will be only at that level of the Melech HaMashiach. He knew it, but he couldn't give it over to his children yet. We have to wait for the Melech HaMashiach. When the Melech HaMashiach will come, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, my Beis HaMikdash is not for Yisrael. It's for the whole world. What? I'm a God for Yisrael and not the world. Zu Beisi Beis Tfila L'chol Amim. And states the whole world will come and the whole world will be united. In Parshas Seish HaBrocha, right near the end of the Sefer Torah, which we'll be reading soon, Moshe Rabbeinu gave a brocha to Zbulun. This is in Perek Lamed Gimel, Posuk Yud Ches and Yud Tes. First, he told Zvulun. Zvulun, their territory was by the sea. And they loved the sea. They loved the hustle and bustle of the harbors and all of the international trade that was going on. They loved business. They loved money. They loved the stock exchange. And they loved to sail the seas. It was difficult for them to be confined to the tents of Torah. The brother Yisachar was just the opposite. Yisachar were balibino, great minds. Musaim Roshi Sanhedrias. They had 200 of Yisachar with the heads of courts. When it came to the most difficult halachas, to calculate the astronomical calculations of the sun and the moon and so forth and so on, they all came to Yisachar. So they made a deal. They said, we will go out and make money, and you sit and learn. And we'll divide our money with you, and you divide our Torah with us. It's a good deal. So Moshe said, L'zvulon omas, mach zvulon betzeisecho, Yisachar ba'alecho. Rejoice, Zvulun, when you go out. Because you're not just going out for business. You're going out, you're being Kena Torah. Shabbos, we gave a shiur. We brought where the Maral says that anyone who is Gerim, the learning of Torah, anyone who is the cause for the learning of Torah, reaches the same levels as Alei Meratzmai, as he who learns Torah himself. Now, she said, "Smach Zvulun, rejoice with the Simchas HaTorah, because what you're doing is Torah." And he saw her in the tents of Torah. But then he comes and he says, "Amim Har Yikro'u Shom Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek." You will call out nations to come to the mountain. And there the nations will bring righteous sacrifices. What's that referring to and what does it have to do with Zvulun? You will call out nations to the mountain. And there they will bring righteous sacrifices. Rashi brings. Al yidei pakamatu shel zvulun, tagrei umay sa'elam boim al artsoi. Zvulun will become so great in international trade that the whole world will come to Zvulun in Eretz Yisrael to do business. China will come. India will come. United States will come. South Africa will come. Tagrei umesailam. The merchants of the world will come to do business with Zvulun. Vuhay meil al asfar. And there on the seashore, there on the harbors, Vehem aimri ma'il v'nit ta'arnu ad kan, neilech ad Yushalayim v'nir ma'yir osa shalom azeh. They said, we come this far, and we've heard so much about the Holy Land. Let's go take a look. They talk about the Jews. Mativa, let's go see what are they. So therefore, Mamase. So they will go up to the mountain. What's the mountain? Harabais. They will go up to Harabais, the mountain of the Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim. What will they see? They'll see this nation is different than all other nations. Raim Yisrael Hakol Ovdim Lelaika Echod. They all serve only one God in this house, in this Beis Hamikdash. But Eichli Michael Echod, they all eat the same foods. What is permitted to everyone. What is forbidden to every Jew. Because when you go out into the world, you're not going to find this. You're going to find the Chinese have their way, the Americans have their way, the Indians have their way. You won't find this. You go out into the world, you'll find that what one nation will say is permitted, the other one will say is forbidden. And the same thing vice versa. There is no nation as great as this nation. And they will convert. And they will bring sacrifices to Hashem. Shom Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek. This is what is meant that Moshe prophesies from Zvulun. Ha, you're not only businessmen. Ha Yikorush, Amim Ha Yikoru. You are going to bring the nations of the world to the mountain of Hashem. And Shom Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek, and there they will sacrifice sacrifices of righteousness. So again we see they will unite the world. So Yaakov didn't live to that. This will be his seed, the Ben David. But Yaakov is the one who built it. And where ultimately Zu Beis Tfila L'chol Ami, my Beis Hamikdash will be the Beis Hamikdash for the whole world. From here, we can see also the Hafechoi, the antithesis. Achazel tell us, why was there Churban Beis Hamikdash? Why did we lose it? Why did we lose the glory of the Beis Hamikdash? Why did we lose our Malchus, our kingship? Why are we in Golus? It's Golus Edom, the Golus of Esav. Because of the Sinus Chinom, because of the hatred, the brotherly hatred in Yisrael, because of the Chiluk Levavos, the division, the fragmentation, all of the Riv Umachlekes. This is what the Chazal tell us in Masechta Yuma. And it says that the only way we can be Masakin that is through the Ichud Halavavos, uniting of the hearts of Israel, that there should be one way. Fact is, the whole Golus in essence is the dispersion of Israel. With what we're saying now, we can understand perhaps a very difficult parsha in the Torah, with Yaakov. And that is that Yaakov was separated from his son Yosef for 22 years. And he always suspected that the brothers had killed him. This is what the sages tell us. He had suspected it. He knew that there was division. And Yaakov would never accept comfort. Vayokom called Bonav, called Benesov. All of his sons and daughters and everyone tried to comfort him. For 22 years he was never comforted. And he said that if I do not find my son Yosef, then I will not, he was afraid he would go not to Eilam Abo. It wasn't just a personal attachment that he had to Yosef. Yosef in all of his greatness. But he saw in front of him his life's work destroyed. Because Yaakov was the one, Yaakov HaSholem, each time to bring Shleimus to the world. And that he could only do through his 12 sons. But if there's division in his 12 sons, then his work is lost. And then after 22 years, when he was reunited with Yosef, the first time he saw him, and he saw him together with all of the brothers, and there was Shalom ben Nahem, and there was peace amongst them, it states that Yosef kissed Yaakov, but Yaakov didn't kiss Yosef, and they asked why, and the Chazal said, "Bikerin as Hashma," he was saying Shema Yisrael. And everybody's asking, what's he saying Shema? We know why he's saying Shema. He says, because now I can say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's one. Because now I have been ma'achid myself. I united myself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and my family, which will be the conduit, which will be the way that Klal Yisrael will become united. And through that, the whole world. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'hoya Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad. My name will be one in the whole world. The Shema, in particular, has a singular role, because the Gemara tells us that even in the opinions that held that you should not say Baruch Shem, Mafsikin, there should be a little break between Shema and Ve'after. Because there's a difference. Shema is known as Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim. The rest of the Torah is mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are commands from a king. But first he has to be a king. You have to be a subject. Let's say that the king of Tripoli makes commands. What's that got to me? I'm not his subject. So he makes commands. I'm not his subject. So first there must be Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First we must make HaKadosh Baruch Hu king. And that we do when we say he's Echad, not only is king, he's the only king. After that, then we can go into the mitzvahs. V'yo'afto eis Hashem Elokecha. V'hoyu advorim ha'ile v'shinantam levanecha. The mitzvahs of the Torah. And that's why it was so important. Yaakov was concerned. Did you make HaKadosh Baruch Hu king? And his sons answered, Kishem, Shehu Echad, Belibcha Kein Hu Echad, Belibeinu. Just like he's one by you Shema Yisrael, he is one by us. This gives us great explanation. In the Shema, in the mitzvahs, in the Baruch Shem, Yaakov Avinu, his children, Beis HaMikdosh, the Melech HaMashiach, and the oneness of Klal Yisrael. May we all be zeche to a Gemar Hasima Tova, a year of Chaim, of good health, Bria Saguf, Simchas, Panosu, Nachas and Shalom. We should see Shalom be Yisrael and Shalom in the world. Eliyahu that comes to be Mavaser Es HaMashiach, it states, what is he going to do? He's going to start to bring an Eliyahu Bo El Alase Shalom Ba'elam. He's got to start making Shalom in the world for the Melech HaMashiach to come. We should be all Zeicher to this. B'meir Av Yameinu, Amen.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.